Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Arabs are more open to the gospel in the Middle East. Violence in Nigeria continues between Christians and Muslims, and biohazards become a path to outreach in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the Middle East, where politics must be overcome in order to lead Arabs to Christ. That message is being shared by an Arab pastor working with Words of Hope. They're beaming programming into 22 countries of the Arab League. He says people in the Middle East view the United States as a Christian nation, but that's obviously not true.
The courts have allowed marriage for people of the same sex. They identified that with Christianity. Well, we need to point out that this is not the teaching of the Bible, and therefore, whatever is in the Western culture is not the Christian faith.
He says it's important to know that Christianity came from the Middle East, and he says Christian radio is successfully sharing that message.
We have seen some encouraging responses from Iraqi and Palestinian people who are now really the ones who are most opposed to the West.
Pray for believers in Iraq as religious freedom could be curtailed when the June handoff takes place. We turn next to Nigeria's Kano State, still reeling from several days of violence between Christians and Muslims. The aftermath of the fighting has a death toll near 600 and nearly 30,000 refugees. Leaders in the affected areas are looking at calling a state of emergency to help restore calm. The riot was in response to another in Plateau State earlier this month. Believers are under increased scrutiny during this time. Pray for those involved in outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. Biological waste in a hospital landfill is turning out to be an unusual ministry in northern India. InterServe's Jerry and Wendy Cowles are working to bring the Emmanuel Hospital Association into compliance with new biohazard laws. Jerry explains their work.
The Emmanuel Hospital Association is an association of hospitals that have acquired 19 old mission hospitals, and they serve the rural poor. EHA decided that they wanted their hospitals to set the standard and come into compliance with the law. Their waste disposal program was very simple. Everything went on the ground.
Because the Cowles work in areas where it's illegal to openly evangelize, they must look for opportunities to share their faith.
The biggest way I share Christ over there working is with the Sunday school classes, the discipleship programs, with the adults, working with Bible classes, Bible clubs, things like this, within the hospital setting.
Meanwhile, Global Missions Fellowship may be celebrating a milestone this summer. GMF's Phil Hamblin says they may set a record for the number of short-term mission church planters that they're sending to 40 countries. Hamblin says more than 120 teams will be going out this year.
Normally, we'll take about 1,700, we call them campaigners, overseas, and this year I think we'll be well over 2,000. We've already almost reached what we did last year, and we're not even into June yet.
The focus of their ministry is U.S. churches helping national churches plant churches. Hamblin says the increasing number of short-termers is great news since church missions programs are declining.
There may be fewer churchgoers these days and fewer of the churches that are left that are involved in missions, but the ones that are getting involved in missions are really seriously getting involved.
Our short-term missions website offers a number of short-term opportunities. Go to stmdb.org to get more information. And the International Bible Society Argentina provides scripture materials for local churches to minister to at-risk populations. Teams are serving the street children as well as thousands of prison inmates. IBS will minister in partnership with organizations that provide street children shelter, food, and loving care. Pray for the impact of 20,000 Bibles in the prison outreach. The team also supplies scripture leaflets for ministry. Pray, too, for the IBS volunteers who provide follow-up and discipleship. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.